Firstly, during the pandemic, people realized that remote working was possible and could be done successfully. And people are more attracted to companies that take a flexible approach to working. Now, there's a difference between flexible working and remote working because as a company, we were a flexible company, I suppose, flexible working company up until probably about 6 or 7 months before the pandemic, but we went remote first. And what that allowed us to do is allowed us to actually hire talent from anywhere, specifically in Ireland or the UK or whatever environment that you want to work in. When people realize that you can work from anywhere, many professionals, particularly those who are looking to buy property now, can consider locations that they may get a better value for their money or to move to where they want to live rather than to where companies are asking them to live. And I think people realize that people who are in fulfilling professional careers that are desk-based, I presume is the best way of putting it, can technically work from anywhere. So I think that's one of the reasons why the trend has been driving remote working upwards in Ireland.
And this trend, it is going upwards. Do you think it will reach a peak soon? Do you think there's or is there more that businesses could do that there could be more remote working?
I don't think we're close to the peak. I think if you look at what's happened in the last while, some of the larger and bigger Irish and multinational companies have mandated people back to the office. And I think that slowed the rate of acceleration of remote working. But people will vote with their feet over time as the workplace adjusts. Because what people forget to remember, we are, which is bizarre that we're at full employment. So there's still a war on talent. So what's going to happen over time is that flexible working, and in my honest opinion, remote working is one of the current battlefields. So if you as an individual basically are based in working somewhere and the company mandates you to come back and work on a Monday and Friday, where previously they've said you could work from anywhere, you're obviously going to start looking for something. And a lot of people during the pandemic would have bought houses in various parts of Ireland based on being told they can work from anywhere. And some of them are now being mandated to come back to the office on a Monday and Friday, which is the worst case I've heard of. But people will eventually realize that they can work from anywhere. And a lot of it's got to do with trust. I think the pandemic sort of said, oh, we can do it, we can do this, we can work from anywhere. And a lot of the employers had to roll with that. And I think now that obviously the pandemic is gone, there's a second guess on how much employees can be trusted. And I think because of the mandating back to the office, there's an element that comes out as well that says how much can the employers be trusted? So I think trust is a major part of this.
And speaking about trust, do you think this way of working is it sustainable? Are workers more, less, or the same kind of production levels?
I think an organization, if you look at it on a production level perspective or on a productivity level perspective, employers need to assess what type of organization that the culture they want and how do they want people to work. And in my opinion, if the job can be done remotely, the company has to provide the tools and also they have to select the right employees who can work remotely and will work effectively remotely. So it actually puts a different emphasis on the whole selection process. And I think, the suitability of the role is really important, the suitability of the culture of the organization, the suitability of the management, whether they trust the employees, and then the suitability of the employees who will work well in that type of environment and it will suit their lifetime, like this will suit their lifestyles. These are all things that have to be taken into consideration.
A lot of people can ask about what businesses can do for their employees, but what should employees also be considering themselves before looking into remote working as a suitable option?
Well, I think they need to assess themselves is it the right suitable option for them? That's the first thing. Because like I we've been advocating remote working since about 2016 and I have some social proof on it because if you look at I did a talk on Disrupt HR in 2018, encouraging HR consultants and HR managers to encourage remote working. This is prior to the pandemic. But I think as an individual, you have to decide, is it right for you? There's lots of things to be taken into consideration. If you're a student, you've just graduated, you're in a graduate scenario, you know, you might want to be around fellow graduates within an office environment. As you get a bit older, things change. You might want to buy a house in a place that you want to live. Then remote working becomes an awful lot more attractive. But I think it really depends on the individual and where they're at. Like we've hired 5, 6, 7 graduates, but we did a big assessment on them. Why did they want to work remotely? Because we're a remote first company. And a lot of them want the flexibility of being able to work from anywhere within the policies that we had in situ. And that's driven a lot of them. But there's other people who would prefer to work in-house, get to know their colleagues, and then make decisions later. So I think it's really important for each employer, not just to assess the job, but to assess the culture that they want as an organization. Do they have that trust factor? Is that is that something that's high on their principal ratings, which it would be with us? Like trust and truth is really assessed in HR Locker all the time. And then can we get the right people that are acceptable against those particular principles that will drive productivity within the business? It's really important.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Not really. I think remote working is definitely the way forward for a lot of organizations. But as I said before, I think the organization has to make sure that they get the right habits and grooves built into the business so that remote working can be effective. And they also have to learn how to select the appropriate remote workers, because if any of those things, no different than if you're employing somebody in an office, in a city or whatever, you would take things into consideration like location. You'd say, well, you know, how long is it going to take for that person to get to work? In when you're actually looking at a remote worker, you'd be saying, well, why are they motivated to work remotely? How are they going to be effective, and how is it going to affect their productivity? And what do we as a company have to do to make that a fairly happy working environment so people can get the best of their lives and can drive their careers in the right direction?